And it'll be going till the middle of October, won't it?
So, hi, my name's Alex Donaldson.
Hello.
And I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
It is the 13th of July, 2009. If you could please state your name, your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you come from.
Okay, my name's Rosemary Niblock, known as Billy, not Rosemary. I'm 62 and I come from Birmingham.
And how are you feeling?
Well, I've been fine all day, but I'm a bit nervous now.
And how did you initially hear about the project?
I went to Crosby Beach to see another place, and it was just absolutely fabulous. And when I came home, I looked on the website, Gormley's website, and read that up, and there was a message there about this event that was going to be happening in the future. And I put my name forward on the website to be contacted in April.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
Well, it just seemed like an amazing idea and something absolutely wonderful to take part in and to go down in history for my children, well, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and the sort of comparison to the Doomsday Book, that it could go on for years and years, hundreds of years. It just seemed amazing. So that's why I did it.
And what are you planning to do for your hour?
Well, my name's Billy because I was named after Just William when I was about 4 years old. And Just William was always in trouble because he never did as he was told. So my family called me William, Willie, and it changed to Billy. And so Billy, knowing that no one else can go on the plinth with her, is trying to find a way around that. So a lot of my friends decided, because I do a lot of cooking and cake making, wedding cakes, birthday cakes, etc., they said I should make a cake of the plinth to take up with me. And I was thinking, oh gosh, that's a bit difficult. And then I thought, yes, I will. I'll make a cake of the plinth and I'll put all my friends on it so I can take them all up with me. So I've cut out lots of photographs of them about that size of all my friends, put them on bits of card, and I'm going to stick them all around the plinth and put it up on a plinth. And I've got a little doll of myself on the plinth. So I'm breaking the rules, just as Just William would have done.
And what significance does the medium of the cake have for you?
It's just that I do a lot of cake making, and I hadn't actually thought of it, but my friend said to me, I think, you know, you make lots of cakes, and that's Billy is the cake maker, so that's what she needs to do. So I thought about it and thought about it, and that's what I ended up doing. But I'm also going to promote spice. And it was very strange when we met a few minutes ago and you said we're waiting for something to go wrong and spice it up. And I said, well, here I am, and I've got my spice magazine. I'll have a spice t-shirt on and jacket when I get up there. And Spice is an adventure group and they do all sorts of things. I don't know if you've heard of it.
It's just about to pick up on the mic. So, yeah.
Closer or
further on? Yeah,
oh, right, okay. So there's all sorts of things you can do, from dinners, sleeping out on party night. I've done abseiling down the Avon Gorge. All sorts of things. You can drive a Lamborghini. Lots and lots of rambles, which is what I do. And it's not a singles group. There's lots of partners in it as well. But when I became single, I felt it was a little bit dangerous, really, because I love rambling, and it was a bit dangerous to do it on my own. So this was great, and I ramble with them probably every week, if not, you know, every other week, if not every week. What else done? Oh, I've just done all sorts of things. But the best thing that I did, and that's also going to come out tonight, is not with Spice, but with somebody who I met in Spice. And New Year this year, we were in Uganda in the impenetrable forest tracking gorillas. Mountain gorillas, and that was just amazing. And that's what my t-shirt is that I've got on at the moment. And while we were there, there was a lad working on the campsite, and he was asking us if we knew any organization in Britain that sponsored people to go to school in Uganda. And he explained that although he was 24 years old, he had no parents. We didn't actually find out what had happened to them, but his brother had brought him up, his elder brother. And he'd paid for him to go to school until the equivalent of our year nine, and then the money ran out. And Moses is his name. Moses was desperate to find a way to then do years 10 and 11 to do his GCSEs. And being mad, I said, I'll pay for you. I'll fundraise when I get home. So I've been fundraising to pay for Moses. Went to Kampala, which took him 11 days to get there. Took us 11 hours in a minibus, but it took him 11 days. God knows how he got there. And I said to him, if you can find a school, my friend Catherine and I, if you can find a school, then get the head teacher to email us and then we'll take it from there. And bless him, he did. And he's now in school. He's on his second term in school and he's doing well. He sends us his school reports and they're just like ordinary ones, could concentrate more or doing really well in this subject. And he started calling me mum in his emails and it's just wonderful. So he's going on the plinth cake as well.
And what kind of effect do you think this relationship has had on you?
On me?
Yeah, with
him. Well, it's given a meaning really to... Well, let me just say that before I came here this afternoon, we went to the Ritz for afternoon tea. And that cost £80. And it cost £200 for Moses to do a whole term in boarding school. And we just looked at our sandwiches and our cakes and our dainty cups of tea and thought, this is wrong to pay all this money just for tea and cakes when it would pay for a good third of a term of education for Moses. So it's made me feel quite humble, really. We're very fortunate that we were born in Britain and not in Uganda. It's just luck of the draw, isn't it, where you were born. So that's what it's done for me. It's made me appreciate what I've got, even though I'm retired and I haven't got the income that I used to have. I can still afford to do that.
And just to go back to the Spice Foundation, what meaning does this have?
Well, Spice has actually taken on Moses as well, and they've allowed us to do, we've called it Mzungu's in the Mist. Mzungu means white person, and it's actually written on the back of my T-shirt, Mzungu's in the Mist, taken from Gorillas in the Mist. And we did an evening talking to them and raised enough money for one term for Moses to go to school. And they're doing another one for us in September where we're doing Three Peaks, but it's not the traditional Three Peaks. It's a sort of tongue-in-cheek three hills, really, around the Midlands. And that's going to be for charity as well. So, I mean, Spice is just wonderful as far as I'm concerned. It was set up by a man, Dave Smith, in London, I think. And he now does Spice UK, but there are different branches all over the country. And it just gives you a focus of lots and lots of things that you can do, but someone else has organised. If you haven't got time to organise anything or don't want to organise anything, then, you know, it just makes a big difference to your social life. It's brilliant.
And just to briefly talk more about what you're doing on the plinth.
Okay.
What are you aiming to get out of this hour?
I'm aiming to highlight Spice. I'm aiming to break the rules and have all my friends on the plinth with me. And just enjoy the moment, if I can, if my tummy stops going round and round and round. I'm going to enjoy being part of history and just being one of 2,400 people when I think there's like 150,000 have applied now. Amazing. And my friend who went to another place with me, we both applied and she hasn't got on, which is a shame. So I'm there for her as well.
And what are your kind of hopes and expectations?
What, while I'm up there?
Yeah.
No one will heckle me. I'll be able to see, because I'm not sure whether I'll be able to see what I'm doing. I hope it's bright enough.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
I don't mind that. I've got lots and lots of people watching who I'm going to wave to and say hello to and stick them on the plinth when I'm talking to them on my plinth.
And at the very beginning you mentioned Just William.
Yes.
And how that's quite significant. What kind of effect has that had on you?
You mean being called Billy or being named after him?
Well, yeah.
I quite like it, really. I've always been mischievous, adventurous, and I don't know, I've always got this thing where if there's a rule that I like to bend it if I can. I was a teacher until I retired, but my last 3 years I worked with children who'd been permanently excluded from school because they were so naughty. And I identified with them. I really got on with them really well and tried to tell them, yes, I know how you feel. I did know how they felt, you know, they were rebelling, but you've got to go by the rules. So that's where Just William comes in.
Great, and do you have anything else you would like to add?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.